summer is music festival season in Wisconsin, and there's a lot to see and hear. But it can be overwhelming finding the right festival for you and knowing how to prepare for a day of music in the outdoors. Good news, our next guest has lots of advice for festival first-timers and longtime fans. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. What Wisconsin festivals are you looking forward to this summer? What advice do you have for first-time festival goers? What questions do you have if you want to check out a festival but don't know where to start? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Piet Levy is a music reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Piet, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, is Wisconsin back in the festival groove after COVID disruptions over the years?
Yeah, it's definitely the most normal it's been in many years. I mean, as you recall, everything was canceled in 2020. 2021, a few things came back. Summerfest that year, which is the biggest festival in the state, came back in September of that year. And by then, cases were up, and there were a lot of protocols at the gates. Those protocols would drop for 2022, but still last year you had some festivals that didn't quite get back up to speed. I think this year it's definitely full throttle, to the point that we're seeing maybe some new events we don't typically see, like the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival, which is the first big Harley run music festival in Milwaukee in a decade. But that's happening this summer.
And before we check out more of the music and the festivals themselves, can you give us some basics, Piet, for people who think, okay, I want to check out a music festival, but I don't know, I've never been to one of these before. Some preparation, what kind of things do they want to do before they head out to the festival that day?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I think one thing I've noticed in a lot of concert reviews coming out of the pandemic is that there's been more issues of fans kind of, I think, getting overwhelmed or getting dehydrated, feeling a little sick or fainting, things like that. I've seen that definitely at more shows, and that can definitely happen at festivals. Artists too are kind of more cognizant of that, and I think fans in general are more cognizant in trying to alert artists or alert security when there's an issue. But I do think that what we're seeing is people are kind of coming back, they're super excited, or maybe they haven't done these kinds of things in a while or ever at all, and they're kind of pushing their body past the limit but not really understanding that. So I think it's really important that especially a festival on a really hot day, for instance, stay hydrated. You know, just try to take some good rests, try to get some shade when you can, but definitely push the water and make sure that you can, you know, you stay healthy and stay safe out there. I mean, that's kind of like the main absolute rule, I would say. And beyond that, I mean, there's, you know, I think you should be prepared for parking and be prepared for transportation issues. I know that it's definitely been a challenge, you know, getting to festivals with, just again, coming back from things, it just seems like sometimes the driving can just be a lot longer to get a parking spot. So I think you just need to be planning accordingly, give yourself plenty of extra time to get to a festival, to get through security, and just take good care of yourself. Don't push yourself too hard. Don't push it too late in terms of getting out the door.
This is Wisconsin summer, so weather is always predictably unpredictable. How about being prepared for all the elements that Wisconsin summer has to offer?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's you know, check the weather. If it's going to be hot, definitely stay hydrated, stay cool. You know, find ways to, you know, get a mister or something like that, or take some breaks kind of in the shade. If it's raining, just kind of plan accordingly with a poncho, or you know, make sure you know maybe see a show if it's a covered stage. I know there's some of those at Summerfest. You kind of plan to see stuff there if need be. I think in terms of shoes, especially if you're like really walking around. I mean, I learned this the hard way covering a festival, you know, in the early years, where I wore sandals for a very intensive walking, you know, festival that took a lot of walking. And by the end of the night, my feet were just totally just screaming at me. So I think just make sure you have like really appropriate sturdy footwear. I think sneakers are probably going to be best for you, honestly. Just a lot of good foot support with that. And yeah, I think just stay hydrated, stay cool. There's been times in the beginning, especially when I was starting out, kind of where I just wore, you know, jeans, but it was just a really hot day and it was just like killing me, or yeah, not having the right kind of shoes. Or definitely, I know there's been a couple festivals where I just did not drink enough water, did not get enough shade, I did not apply sunblock every 90 minutes, and then it just felt so much worse by the end of the day or the next day. So just make sure you take care of yourself. It's exciting, obviously, but take care of yourself.
We're getting some musical and practical advice for Wisconsin's summer music festival season. Piet Levy is with us, music reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have a favorite music festival in the state, what do you like about it? Do you have some advice to share for first timers? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Dan is with us in the Dells. Dan, hi.
Hi there. Yes, I'd like to talk about the Wajawa End of Summer Festival. That's the second weekend after Labor Day. Every year, same weekend. They have Maxwell Street Days. They have a craft mall. They've got every local social club, the Elks, the Lions, the Polish, at every intersection, cooking authentic food. There's bands at night. The swing crew plays at the showboat. And then on Sunday has one of the best parades, about two and a half hours long. It has every local band in it. It has the dancing grannies in it from Waukesha. It is truly one of the best festivals in Wisconsin.
Dan, thanks a lot for the recommendation. That's Wozhawa, W-O-Z-H-A-Wa Days Fall Festival. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Piet, we're looking at a lot of the higher profile events today, but people can find some music and all the other fixins at a lot of local events too around the state.
Oh, there's way too many to cover. I mean, it's insane how much there is. But that's what makes Wisconsin so special in the summer. I mean, obviously, winters can be pretty treacherous and unpleasant at times. But in the summer, I mean, that's really when the state truly shines. And you've got, yeah, huge festivals, but you've also got, with the big names, then you've got a lot of really wonderful, fun, charming, probably less stressful, less costly, you know, street festivals or festivals in smaller towns. And festivals that also stretch, you know, they're not just in the dog days of summer and August, but you do have festivals like we just mentioned out in through September, sometimes October. So, I mean, there's just a ton of great options. So there's so much to look for. It just kind of depends on what you want to do, when you're available, and where you want to be.
Let's start naming some more names now. You wrote a piece, Piet, on some of the festivals you look forward to. One of them is Appleton's A Mile of Music. This is a unique thing here in Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about that for people who haven't been there.
Yeah, the Mile of Music is really unlike any other festival in the state and unlike many others in the country. It's celebrating its 10th year this year. And the way this works is that there's a mile-long stretch of basically businesses in downtown Appleton that host music. This year, it's going to be happening from August 3rd to the 6th. It's always kind of in early August. And these venues host, at least this year, it's going to be more than 200 artists. I think it was smaller before, but it keeps growing and growing and or staying about steady. So it's about 200 artists this year. It's going to be about 40 venues along this mile-long stretch of Appleton. And for the most part, all the shows are free. You don't have to pay anything. It's really just kind of a first come, first serve sort of thing. I mean, you could be a subscriber to the Mile of Music Music Makers program, and that includes some perks like some priority access for certain shows, and there's some exclusive shows you can see. But you don't have to pay anything to see a ton of really great musicians. And there's a lot of great stuff from around the world. I mean, this year they've got a band called the Heavy Heavy from England. They've got White Horse is a really good folk band from Canada. But they also got a lot of great Wisconsin acts. I know Sleepy Gaucho is playing there from Milwaukee. Ben Moana, who is in the Milwaukee area, just released a really wonderful soul folk album. Really great. It's one of my favorite local releases of the year. He's going to be playing at Mile of Music. And I think they've only announced 50 artists so far. At least that was the case when I wrote my story for JSOnline.com. But there's going to be, again, more than 200. So keep an eye out for more names, and it's artists from around the world and tons of artists, great artists right here in Wisconsin.
Now, you mentioned earlier one of your picks for rock this year is this Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. Here's a taste of one of the handful of big names on the agenda that festival. So Green Day, plus you got what, Foo Fighters, Joan Jett, the list goes on. Social Distortion was on, but I think they had to cancel out of that one. Big festival, though, Piet.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that has been happening in Milwaukee. It happens every, you know, 5 years generally. In the past, you may recall kind of the infamous Elton John surprise appearance that some was pretty polarizing. But then 5 years later, Harley made good and got Bruce Springsteen to play in 2008. That was at Veterans Park. That was the last time that Harley had a big festival in Veterans Park around its kind of Harley Davidson celebration. And they do it every kind of 5 years to celebrate the anniversary of the company. This year it's the 120th anniversary. So Veterans Park, 2008, that was the last time they did a big festival there. Flash forward to 2013, they did a festival. It was at the Summerfest grounds. The big acts that year included Toby Keith, they had Kid Rock, they had Aerosmith. And then in 5 years later after that, so that would have been, I'm doing the math terribly, but 5 years ago, they didn't have a big music festival. They had a lot of events, but not really very music focused. This year, it's back to major music. And this year, it's back to Veterans Park, again, for the first time since 2008. And you've got Green Day. Green Day played their first Milwaukee show in almost two decades at Summerfest in 2021. They're going to be playing one night. Foo Fighters as well. A beloved band. They were the band that played the first huge concert in Milwaukee after the pandemic shut down live music in March 2020. They're coming back. And then among the other acts that you kind of mentioned, I want to give a shout out to some Wisconsin artists. There's Kenny Hoopla, who's a Wisconsin-raised rocker. He's got a lot of buzz behind him. He's playing as well as Abby Jean, who's kind of a soul rocker from Milwaukee. I think she's based in New York right now, but she's going to be coming back for this festival too. So it's really great to see this.
Talking to music reporter Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about music festivals in Wisconsin this summer and practical lessons he's learned as a frequent festival goer himself. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a lesson you've learned for maybe the hard way for preparing for music festivals? Do you have a favorite festival you're looking forward to here in Wisconsin? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time.
Go on and put on that dress, hit all the bad boys like. I know your daddy ain't home, so ride with me tonight. You always wind up here.
That's Zach Bryan performing this year at Summerfest. You're listening to Central Time. Piet Levy stays with us, music reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, getting a preview of summer music festivals and some practical advice for first-time festival goers. You can join in with your anticipation for a festival this year, a favorite memory, or a question for our guest at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or maybe some practical advice of your own to share. Let's bring another caller on, I think, about Summerfest. Peter is with us in Sturgeon Bay. Peter, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Peter?
Yeah, first of all, Summerfest is one of the greatest things that the world has ever known. But I wish they, I don't know if there's any word about whether they might go back to their old format of having some of the days during the week instead of just several consecutive weekends.
Oh, gotcha. Peter, Piet, changes to Summerfest there that Peter's concerned with.
Yeah, no, thanks for calling in, Peter. And that's been the case for a couple of years, and it's definitely been a divisive change to the Summerfest agenda. I mean, they basically introduced that in 2021, and they had it again in 2022. And last year, they basically said this is the way it's going to stick for, you know, the indefinite future, where instead of being the 11 days, for a while, it was 11 days with kind of a Monday off straight. It changed to three-day weekends. So it's Thursdays through Saturdays across three weekends. This year, it's June 22nd to 24th, then June 29th to July 1st, and then July 6th to 8th. It's been very divisive, and there's people who really like the old format where they can kind of go any sort of day. I know there's people in the service industry who I think don't really like this either because it cuts down on potential business on weekdays when Summerfest would be hopping. But Summerfest has stuck by this, and unfortunately, they're not going to be changing this. I mean, their argument is that they can work with three different weekends instead of two weekends, essentially, for booking, so it helps on the booking end of things. They've also tried to justify by beefing up the daytime bookings. You know, in the past, there'd be a handful of, like, national names performing on day stages maybe every day, or, you know, maybe one day with several of them. Now that the format has changed where it's, you know, every day at the festival, there's multiple kind of, you know, whether it's, you know, veteran acts, nostalgia acts, or, you know, kind of up and coming artists that are getting some buzz playing, you know, in the afternoon slots. So just trying to make the lineup more stacked every day. So yeah, there's a lot of people who don't like the way that it is, but I'm afraid to tell those people. I think it's going to be this way for a while.
Thanks for the call, Peter. Before we move on from Summerfest to Piet, any other highlights? We heard Zach Bryan there. What are some of the other shows you're looking forward to?
Yeah, Zach Bryan, I think, will be really great. That's, I mean, if there's one that's going to be kind of the one that'll be remembered this year, I think that might be the one, because he's an artist that has just got so much momentum behind him. And that show at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on July 7th basically sold out almost instantly. American Heartbreak, his triple album last year, has been a big sensation. And he played Summerfest last year at the Miller Lite Oasis. He was kind of unknown when he was booked for that, but he had a huge crowd. And he's clearly big enough for the amphitheater and probably be playing stadiums in the near future. That's definitely a highlight. Another highlight, I think, for me personally, will be the next night. You've got Smokey Robinson, who's 82 or 83, living legend. He's playing at the Uline Warehouse. I saw Smokey Robinson at the Miller High Life Theater in Milwaukee last year. And I was just stunned by how great that show was, how energetic he was, how amazing his voice sounded. It was just a stunning, like, honestly privilege and honor to see him perform. And I'm really floored that he's playing at Summerfest on one of the quote free stages, on the ground stages. So anyone with a general admission ticket can see this legend. And I think you really owe it to yourself to see him. He's still so good in concert. That's definitely a highlight. Another highlight too I want to shout out is there's a Mexican rapper named Santa Fe Clan who's going to be performing on June 24th at the Miller Lite Oasis. I think that's really noteworthy too, because, you know, Summerfest in the years past, they've had kind of hit and miss years with hip hop. Sometimes they're really got some great cutting edge artists. Sometimes it's artists kind of past their prime, or it's a little bit boring. And then in terms of Latin music, you know, even though Latin music has been really surging in popularity across the last decade or so, you know, the Latin bookings at Summerfest have been kind of behind the times and behind that curve. Pretty far back behind that curve. So to see them book Santa Fe Clan, who is a fast rising Mexican rapper who embraces sounds of cumbia into his sound. He's done something really novel with that, and he's doing his first arena tour. But he's also doing a ground stage. So with just a general admission ticket, you can see this artist who's playing arenas around the country at Summerfest. And it's great to see Summerfest book a Latin artist who's on a fast ascent. That's really cool to see that kind of, you know, that novel cutting edge booking.
We're on another caller now. Stan is with us in De Pere. Stan, hi.
Yeah. Hey, the first concert of the summer festival of the series every year is Celebrate De Pere, which just got over. It's every Memorial weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Memorial weekend. It's the biggest veterans celebration in the state, but we just had it and there was 30,000 people there. Over 3 days. On Sunday, they had 18,000 people there to see the glam band, to see the former lead singer of the Bodines. And it's live music on two stages from 11:30 in the morning to 11:30 at night, both days, and then Monday as well. And it's only $5 for the whole day to see music on two stages. So if your guest hasn't been there, I strongly recommend it. Occasionally they have big headliners, you know, like the Starship or Night Ranger and people like that. It's a lot of 80s and 90s and a lot of country music as well.
Stan, thanks a lot for the call. Get that on our calendar for next Memorial Day. Talking to Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, previewing summer music festival season and getting some practical advice. Let's get back to the practical side of things, Piet. If that ding wasn't us losing you, no, we still got you. Now, there's always the question, you know, do I dance? Do I stand? How much do I muscle into getting into a good spot? Can you share some crowd etiquette with us at a music festival?
Yeah, sure. I mean, generally what I generally do is I kind of follow the way of the crowd. That's how I go about it. I mean, if there's people, you know, if there's people sitting behind me and there's people are sitting in front of me, I generally tend to sit. But you know, I mean, if you want to dance, dance too. I mean, you've got to kind of do what you want to do. I think trying not to muscle ahead of people is definitely that's frowned upon. You probably shouldn't do that. I do remember one funny Summerfest story where this was years ago. I was there with my wife and her family, and we had our dinner. We were going to go see Pink. This is before she was playing the amphitheater. We got a picnic table. We were really excited. We had a great spot to see her. And then this person who seemed like they were partying a little too hard, kind of just proceeded to stand on the picnic table and dance during the show, like right around our, like, you know, Miss Kitty's Diner chicken tenders. So we could see like her feet kind of stand, like stomping around our food. And I remember asking her very politely, do you mind getting down while we have our dinner?
So I am getting down.
She kind of, she was getting down, but she did not want to get down off the table. She had some very choice words. Huh. And, you know, that was that, you know, so don't do that.
Keep please my feet out of other people's chicken.
Please keep your feet out of people's chicken. Please try not to drink too hard, you know, and be respectful of others. Please, please, please.
And then I wanted to ask about, you know, people with mobility needs who still want to get out and enjoy a show. Do festivals often offer accommodations?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they should, and a lot of them do. I know that there's, you know, there's ADA seating for sure at Summerfest, and generally they seem to be, they, like, for instance, in the amphitheater, they've increased the ADA seating capacities there, which is great. They've had, I did added elevators there, which I don't know if they were there before with the revamped amphitheater that opened in 2021. I mean, that's absolutely crucial and important. So I know at Summerfest for sure there is definitely improved ADA. I would be shocked if Harley did not have that, for instance, even though it's kind of like a one-time sort of festival situation. But that's definitely something that, you know, festival organizers generally are cognizant of. And you know, I think as with any festival goer, just give yourself plenty of time to get there to kind of sort out some things and make sure you can get what you need. But generally, yes, I've seen that and haven't heard a ton of complaints, at least when covering Summerfest, which is what the festival I cover the most.
Piet, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Piet Levy is a music reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us with a preview of Wisconsin's many summer music festivals and to share some advice on how to make the most of them. Hey, get more of his recommendations. He's got a big piece at jsonline.com. Previewing a bunch of festivals, a lot of big country festivals coming to the state, some hip-hop, some metal, all genres, and some that combine lots of different genres. That's at jsonline.com.